This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney, America Tonight. What's shaking? How you doing out there? Highs, lows, and everything in between. Wow. We were talking about that unseasonable weather, and I'll tell you what, I was a recipient of a rather fine day. I know some of you are beating back the rain blues, but a lot of us suddenly find ourselves in this country with the temperatures in the 80s, which is really an unusual place to be. And speaking of the temperature rising, it's been pretty crazy at some of these city halls. The Republicans being smashed between the eyes verbally with people who are furious about health care and confused as to what's going to happen with their health care because of the uncertainty of the repeal, perhaps, of Obamacare, which we know is in the wind, and there's been a lot of discussion about that, but nothing specific that's happened. So there's some real confusion, I think, across the land over what I just said, over health care, and it seems like we're right back in that same place that we've been the entire time that I've cracked open this mic to be the host of the show that I call America Tonight. Here's some of the reaction across the country that I was mentioning that some of you might have seen if you were watching perhaps your local news or the national news. Check this out.
My husband with dementia, Alzheimer's, and plus multiple other things. And you want to stand there with him at home, expect us to be calm, cool, and collective.
What?
Wow. What kind of insurance do you have?
I'd like to thank you for your service to this country. And I would like to tell you there are many people, the majority of people in Arkansas, that support you.
All right, so that reaction to Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton, for example, dealing with people that were pro what was happening with him and others that weren't. And that scene has been repeated in many, many other places. In California, there were cries for Daryl Issa to come out. And finally, he did. They were screaming, Daryl, 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 the Californians who were outside of his house. Remember, on the Hill, they are on President's Week break right now. Joining us from Washington, D.C. is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, hello. What's been the reaction to all these protests that are happening across the country in these various districts for Congress people and senators over health care?
Hey, great to be here. You know, it's pretty interesting. We've seen them kind of shift their tone on what exactly is going on. Initially, we had a lot of them just sort of dismissing this as, a series of paid protesters, as if that is a job that actually exists. Or, as of yesterday, we had Donald Trump coming out and saying that many of these are coordinated by liberal activist groups and therefore are probably not organic. But I think there's sort of an understanding that there is a legitimate anger coming out. And, this is something that they're going to have to address, particularly now that the Democratic Party, and the base of it at least, is growing more progressive and more vocally so. There's a lot of, pressure on mainstream Democrats to, start speaking out against Republicans or to primary those who don't really toe the party line. And it's kind of, representing the early shades of the Tea Party. So I think this is a pretty, big moment in American politics and one that's not going to be going away anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump over the border to the south and Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, making the appearance in Mexico. A lot is being said about what's happening on Thursday. What do we know heading into that?
Well, John Kelly and the Secretary of Homeland Security, as well as Tillerson, are both there. and they have a pretty big diplomatic agenda. One that, you know, one could even argue isn't necessarily very realistic in the sense that they have to try to negotiate, you know, Mexico agreeing to take immigrants that are not from Mexico into their country once they are, you know, received in the U.S. There's also, of course, the issue of who exactly is going to be paying for the border wall that they have to address. But as you mentioned, all of this is just sort of a prelude to the, you know, big announcement on immigration at large that's going to be coming probably a little bit later this week from Donald Trump as a whole. But we did have the DHS issuing memos of what exactly we can expect. That means more border agents. That means plans to begin constructing the wall, even though it may not yet be, you know, paid for by any stretch of the imagination, as well as broadening the base for those who can be deported. So a pretty big, you know, shift from previous policy that we saw last time around, and one that's certainly going to be leading to a lot of controversy.
Yeah, absolutely. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence made a visit to the vandalized Jewish cemetery. We've seen this go on across this country in a couple of different places, but he was pretty vocal about that, and then Donald Trump mentioned it too today as well, not tolerating that sort of thing. What's been kind of the buzz in Washington over that?
Well, you know, as admirable as it is right now that they are coming out and doing this, the main kind of sticking question is, how come the president didn't do this sooner? You know, there was some pretty big questions that were coming up over whether or not the administration would condemn anti-Semitism if they would back away from their, you know, failure to mention Jews in their statement on the Holocaust. And, you know, of course, that big sort of fireworks scene that we saw at the press conference last week wherein he told a Jewish reporter to sit down after he asked a very, you know, kindly put respectful question on the matter. So, you know, there's sort of some frustration coming from a lot of Democrats that he's doing this now instead of when it probably would have done, you know, more to make him look, you know, presidential or, you know, I guess stable to a large extent, considering how this seems to be an issue that is certainly growing, if not demographically, then certainly within the minds of the public. So, you know, I guess I could probably sum it up as saying too little too late is probably the overall mood on these remarks.
Right, so that because of, as you mentioned, the controversy from before, then all of a sudden to jump into the fray, the reaction hasn't been that exciting. And Donald Trump talked about the budget proposal and focusing on tax cuts and infrastructure, military buildup, that kind of stuff. What was any reaction at all to some of those comments?
You know, so far it's a little bit, you know, stalled just because we don't exactly know what we're going to be hearing, but we will be having a better sort of understanding of it come next week. On Tuesday, he's delivering an address to a joint session of Congress. Mm. This probably isn't considered the typical State of the Union address, since they generally don't have those in the president's first year due to some, I guess, parliamentary just procedure behind the scenes. But according to Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, we are going to be seeing a more detailed blueprint of where the president wants to go. It's going to be cast in an optimistic light, according to the White House. But he is expected to touch on some additional policy issues once he goes forward there. Although what, you know, policy goals he may be laying out specifically, that kind of remains to be seen.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Coming up next, we'll let you hear what Mike Pence had to say, that visit to St. Louis. Also, one of his top aides, or advisors is probably a better way to put that, booted from making television appearances, and it's all come at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Or is it? A lot of this is on the heels of Mike Flynn, the Army Lieutenant General who resigned from his top spot as the National Security Advisor. Stay locked and loaded.
Or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
President of the United States, let me just say thank you to all of you for coming out and showing the heart of this state and the heart of this nation in this place. You just make us all proud.
All right, that's Mike Pence. Bingo bango. He's out there in St. Louis to the cemetery near that city anyway, that was vandalized. He said he called Missouri's response to the incident inspiring, standing next to the first Jewish governor of the state, Eric Greitens, and Pence said the vandalism was a sad reminder, as you heard there, that we have to root out prejudice and evil. Smart to do something there. And, of course, I mentioned this already to Justin Duckham, that Trump condemned the anti-Semitic acts after coming under pressure because of the criticism from his response to the incidents initially. You know, I think one of the things that happened is some people thought they were hoax, but they were hardly hoax at all. Money was raised to fix the overturned and crashed stones and all that sort of thing, and that's where Mike Pence spent part of the day, and then there was reaction to it. And as far as what's going on with the cemetery, there's been reaction as to why is this happening and what's going on all of a sudden in the country that we're seeing various, you know, the desecrating of various Jewish cemeteries. And is there something more to this? Is there now this thread that's happening, and what is that about? And I know there's been a lot of discussions as to, wow, I mean, where have we come and what are we doing? I mean, this is bullying, and this is bullying and disheartening, I suppose, obviously, for, you know, way too many people. I started off the show talking about the, and you heard the Arkansas town hall that erupted that Senator Cotton, who got some people who were backing him and others who were definitely weren't. It was mostly an angry crowd in his home state. They were demanding answers on mostly Obamacare, but also border wall and funding of it and whatnot. The area where he was a relatively liberal voter area. The venue where he was, this high school, it was like almost 2,000 people. It was at capacity, according to the police that were there. But, you know, he took a lot of face-to-face questions. One woman started out saying, I'm from Fayetteville, and I'm not a paid protester, because there's always that accusation about paid protesters. And, you know, people went up and grabbed the microphones and asked questions, and he extended, you know, to Cotton's credit. I give him credit when you're facing the music of people who are furious and they want to know what kind of insurance do you have and I'm screwed and what are you going to do for us. He did extend the questioning period where others did not do that, and he answered questions. So, you know, what was interesting at the end of that town hall, and a lot of people didn't see this, there was some applause, even from people who were not excited about what's happening in D.C., and the applause was because, hey, you stayed, you answered the questions. We had, even though some of it was angry in the beginning, we had a conversation. I mean, this is what I say about America Tonight. It's about the conversation. I really urge anybody, if you're listening to me for the first time, I don't care if you're left of left or you don't label yourself, you're in between, you hate it all, the whole political thing, or you're right of right, whatever it is. America Tonight's different. It is about the conversation. I absolutely invite anyone to have that conversation. So the one thing about the Cotton deal was that it turned more into a conversation. I think that's good. I mean, people are angry. People are furious. People don't understand what's going to happen with healthcare. And hey, I'm one of them. What are you going to do with our healthcare? I always feel like it's a la carte. I'm never really quite sure what's going to happen, other than I am lucky I have this incredible doctor who is dealing with his patients, doesn't want to lose his patients, and is willing to do what he has to do, that, oh, geez, you're not on this insurance, and now we don't take that insurance, and oh, this doesn't work, and, oof, wait a second, we have to charge you to look at your eyeball when you look at this, when you look at the bottom of the chart differently. It's insane, but it's been that way. It's been that way. There has to be a better way. And can you blame anyone for being upset at where we're at? Because it's continued to go downhill, especially premium-wise, coverage-wise, who you're getting to see. Can you even afford to get coverage? You know, I know people with really decent jobs who have terrible insurance, terrible, that are just hoping by eating more green things and exercising a little bit better that they can fend off what could happen as far as their body deteriorating. So anybody who wants to protest the state of healthcare, you know, bravo, let's get to it. Let's figure this thing out. Or have I missed something? And one thing is for sure, and I have checked this, I have taken the globe of the ACA, and I've shook it every single way I can and talked to plenty of people about this. And the feeling and what I'm being told, for what that's worth, is, listen, if you are somebody who's barely getting the health care coverage, you're not getting ripped out of this thing, because I think there's concerns about that. But it's a mess, because it is confusing. We just don't have any real solid footing on what the direction is going to be and how it's going to work, right? How is that going to work? How does that shake out for you? You have children. You have okay health, but you're worried you're getting older. I mean, everybody's in a different situation. Healthcare is personal. And, you know, that's where we start with that. It's personal. You heard in one of the clips that we played here in America Tonight, somebody has Alzheimer's. I'm dealing with dementia. What do I do? Because they're concerned. The coverage goes away. They don't know how they're going to get through it. Alzheimer's and dementia, as we had a great doctor on the other day talking about that, is a horrific thing to deal with while you watch somebody you care about become unrecognizable. And when you can't afford good treatment, it gets even worse. Any of the add-ons, any of the great places where you could put somebody that you care about into that would have a better time of it, especially as they start to fade, you can't get there because you don't have the right insurance. It's very, very sad. Very sad. Hey, coming up, by the way, we're going to do that numbers thing. And there's some pretty interesting numbers to look at when we do another one of these weekend counts, including one of the many networks testing 5G and doing it in a handful of cities. What would 5G be like? How fast would 5G be for your internet? Wi-Fi instantly, poof, speed of lightning. Here's where Europe is so far ahead of us. You go to Europe and you look at their internet system, or you're in a hotel and you're hooked up. Oh, it is unbelievable how quickly everything just immediately fires up because of the internet and the capabilities that their internet has. Much different than parts of the United States. I think the best commercial I've ever seen is the commercial where the people lose their internet and everything's out. And the whole family is just nuts. For 15 minutes, they have a clock on how long is the internet down. Oh, no television. No phone service. No nothing. Everything. Everything's down because it's all connected to the one spot, right? And if you're not getting that juice, a minute seems like an hour. So 5G, would you want 5G being tested in your neighborhood? I would. I'm going to tell you who's doing it. Part of the numbers thing. And oh, yeah, if you won the lottery, call us. 855-266-5283. It's a big one. Part of We Can Count. Coming up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Where can we count? We can count, for example, the sad faces across America who realize you did not win the Powerball jackpot. Yeah, $403 million, the 10th largest prize in the 25-year history. So the numbers were pulled, and get a pen ready just in case you won and you had no idea because you ran out at the last second, went to that grocery store, snapped up a ticket, and maybe you're a winner. So the numbers are 10, 13, 28, 52, 61, and the Powerball is 2. Powerball is 2. Yeah, so I did not win. We got one ticket for $2. One number, lucky number 13. They're not really sure yet. They should know soon if somebody pulled it or a couple of people pulled it. But, boy, oh, boy, that would be a very big payout for somebody. The odds of winning Powerball are 1 in 292 million. So that's a pretty long odds. But somebody's got to win, and somebody is going to be pretty excited, or a couple of people. I love it when a group of people win and they split the money, because this is a big jackpot. A very, very big jackpot, let's put it that way. And you would walk away, even with a split, depending on how many people, some you know, millions of dollars. It depends on how many, but you could have 20 million clear easily in your pocket. As I said, 10th largest. So the payout, the biggest jackpot happened a year ago, and the payout reached $1.6 billion. It was the one and only time it crossed that mark. But it got above $400 million a couple of times last year, too. So, if it's, I mean, again, the odds are so long. But if you're the sole winner of these jackpots versus having to split it, to me, it's, I love the stories when people get, you know, they've gotten numbers and they just put a little bit of money in and then they do it. But it would be pretty big. The Wednesday Powerball prize would be $244 million. Wow, $244 million. What would you do with $244 million? Buy some good health care. Yeah, you could afford it. It wouldn't matter, right? All right, Kellyanne Conway, I mentioned her before. Let me give you the payoff. She was banned from TV, basically. She was sidelined from making TV appearances after the statements that conflicted with the White House on the debacle about the resignation of Michael Flynn. So they decided, we're just not going to have the drama. So she did not do any, she didn't do any TV. Didn't do any of it. Because if you remember, she was ripped by the Today Show, Matt Lauer, Morning Joe co-host, Amika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough said last week they would no longer interview Conway on their program. A White House source told someone, well, she was off message. So, I mean, she was already under fire for plugging Ivanka Trump's clothing line in a White House interview with Fox back on February 9th. There's your number and your date. It was just better to say, let's kill the television for now. And so there hasn't been quite as much drama. I mean, whenever you're the aide to the president and you're out commenting on the shows, which of course everybody does, that's where you can really, really step into it if there is some kind of conflict with what you're saying and what they're saying. And it was really not good. She was having a very bad week, needless to say. So that's exactly what happened there. All right, let's move on to something else. The Harvard-Harris poll. They did this poll. They said the majority say Gorsuch should be confirmed to the Supreme Court. 44% of Americans say the Senate should confirm the Supreme Court nominee. He'll need 60 votes and is expected to face opposition from some Democrats who say his views are extreme right. Some say he doesn't deserve the seat since they didn't give Merrick Garland any chance. The Senate Republicans didn't do that in a vote last year. According to the Harvard-Harris survey, Americans think he should be pushed through. 32% say they're unsure whether Gorsuch should be confirmed, while 25% say he shouldn't. The survey was conducted between February 11th and 13th, and they polled over 2,000 voters. Americans also say they believe that the judicial branch had become politicized, with 55% saying that federal judges rule based on their political views. 45% say they believe that judges' decisions were based solely on the law. A majority now believing judges are using their political views to shape their rulings, while over 8 in 10 want judges to put their political views aside. Yeah, good luck with putting the political views aside. It sounds like, oh, yes, I'm a judge. I go by the letter of the law. But if people remember Sonia Sotomayor, when she went through that confirmation process, was asked about political leanings and how can you be objective? And she said, I don't think anyone can be objective. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, or what stripe you wear. I think that's true. I think it is pretty tough to be 100% objective. Does anybody know anyone that's that way? I've known some judges in my time and some people in the legal community. I don't think they have that. I don't think they are objective. I think some of the good ones really do try to go and stick with the letter of the law, but a lot of times that gets trashed somewhere along the way. Somehow something creeps in because we have views, we're raised with certain views, and those are the glasses that you look through, the lenses you look through when, you know, when you're doing whatever job you're doing. A big-time whistleblower wrote an open letter to President Donald Trump warning that the Veterans Administration is about to throw out more than 500,000 veteran applications due to an error that the agency screwed up. They made themselves. This was a big report in the Washington Examiner. They say there's been a backlog of 900,000 applications. The VA's attempt to clear up all of that resulted in requesting wrong information from the veterans. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that if the veterans don't respond to the flawed letter, their apps have to get purged. You know, their applications have to get purged after 1 year. So they're having a problem with these applications. So this was an open letter to President Trump, and they wrote, this guy who wrote this letter did it, for this is now the second time. His name is David Shulkin, writing to David Shulkin, about David Shulkin. He's been the undersecretary of the VA. He's now in the middle of this whole thing. And, you know, they've talked about doing something about this backlog and this problem, but they're not. I mean, there's still a problem. We just can't get this right. And Scott Davis is the guy who's trying to hold their feet to the fire about the backlog and the veterans getting jammed up because of that, and that they are entitled to equitable relief for health care costs they incurred because of the administrative errors. And yes, they are. But red tape is red tape, and unfortunately, that's where we are with these applications and this situation with the veterans, which is so sad. I mean, it seems like this is another theme that is very easy to bring up on this show. We've talked to veterans. We've had people at the top levels talk about it, what they can say. And there's never a feeling that we're getting the satisfactory answers, right? I mean, this is what I call a layup discussion. Who doesn't want veterans to be treated fairly? Who doesn't want veterans to get the kind of help they need? Who doesn't want veterans to not have to be plagued by constantly being hassled and thrown out of the system and in the system and getting letters that don't meet up with what their needs are? And this just seems to be a consistent problem across the board, no matter who's doing what. It's another area where there's just too many chefs in the kitchen, so to speak, that are messing around with this. And there needs to be somebody who can go through and streamline it as best they can and just start somewhere. It's like when people say they're writing a book. I heard the greatest thing ever. In fact, he was on our show. Michael Loftus said, yeah, everybody says they're writing a book and this is what they're going to do. And they never write the book. I'm sure many of you have said, I'm going to write a book about my family and my history, leave a legacy for my kids, whatever. But what happens, you have to start and then you finish, but you never start because you're just never quite ready to start. That's what it feels like with the veterans. We're going to do it. We've got somebody new in place. We have some great ideas. We're going to go visit some of these veterans. They're going to get excited. We never quite get there. We need to get there. All right, we're going to wrap up this hour and give you all the odds and ends. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We have a very healthy and robust relationship with the Mexican government and Mexican officials, and I think they would echo that same sentiment. President Peña Nieto has echoed that as well. But I think the relationship with Mexico is phenomenal right now, and I think there's an unbelievable and robust dialogue between our two nations.
That's Sean Spicer talking about Mexico and the relationship with Mexico that we are having right now. It's, you know, it's interesting in listening to that. There's been so much, you know, there's been so much made about this trip to Mexico, especially, I think, besides Homeland Security, the fact that Rex Tillerson is there is incredibly big. And the idea is to shore up where we're moving in the future. But the Mexican president canceled his trip to the United States. And we know that went over like a lead balloon, of course. But it looks like at this point, as far as the welcoming committee, it's kind of a different story with the two of them. And we'll see. We'll see what comes out of it. You know, there has to be commerce between the two countries, seriously. I mean, we can talk about immigration and the foibles of immigration and the nightmare. And it's always the same thing. And I feel like a broken record. And I am, frankly, because I've explored this. I've spent a week with the Border Patrol. I saw firsthand what it was like. And I agree with beefing up the Border Patrol always. the things that are happening along the border that people don't even realize that are happening are frightening in some of these more Spartan areas where you have the people who are paying their life savings to these coyotes to get across, and sometimes they're getting murdered, raped, and everything else in between, and it's terrible, particularly in parts of Arizona. It seems to be the worst, but not just in Arizona, in a couple of other places as well. And as that debate rages over deportation, the criminal element, sanctuary cities, everything that you could possibly put on the table with illegal immigration, we still have commerce with Mexico. And I doubt very much that the president of Mexico wants to cut that off. I mean, while Mexico is saying no to the deportation rules, which is what the foreign minister is saying and said on Wednesday, that they're not going to accept the unilateral deal here with our immigration policies. They don't really want to see they don't want to have the relationship go away because of, as I mentioned, the commerce that flows that brings other monies into the country. So after all of the new potential areas that will be really clamped down on, like beefing up border security, now there's this meeting on Thursday with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. And what the foreign minister said is, I want to make it clear that the government of Mexico and the Mexican people do not have to accept measures in a unilateral way. So that word comes up again. One government wants to impose on another government. In fact, he went as far to say Mexico would go to the United Nations to defend the rights of the migrants. We're not going to accept it because we don't have to. It's not in the interests of Mexico. The Department of Homeland Security says its new directives focus on criminals and those who pose a threat to the U.S. But the provisions do expand what possibly can happen with deportation to the vast majority of 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States. Under the new rules, all federal immigration officers can conduct an expedited removal anywhere. We've talked about that just the other day. We were hashing that out. So in Washington, as you heard Sean Spicer, we are supposedly having this robust relationship, and he says that they would echo the same sentiment and that we should have this dialogue between the two countries. And I agree with that. But, I mean, here's the deal. What happens when you send people back to Mexico, even if they're not from that country? Because think of Central America. A lot of people that are traveling in are coming from Central America by way of Mexico. So that's one sticking point, especially for the Mexican government, that they don't want to deal with that. That's not right. It's not right. Let's move to, I said this is odds and ends, and this is a very sad story. Two cops have been charged in a Florida woman's accidental shooting death. I remember when this happened. I know there's some people listening to us in this area. It comes out of Naples. The state attorney general's office announced that Punta Gorda police chief Tom Lewis and officer Lee Cowell will both face charges in the shooting death of Mary Knowlton, who was accidentally killed during a Citizens Police Academy demonstration. So what happened is the 73-year-old retired librarian was participating in a police night hosted by that Chamber of Commerce in Punta Gorda when the police officer shot and killed her with a weapon meant for training. So the city council members approved $2.6 million settlement with the Knowlton family in November, 3 months after the shooting. She was acting as a victim in the shoot, don't shoot scenario. And Cole, who was playing the bad guy, shot her several times. She was taken to a local hospital where she died. He could get up to 30 years in prison, they say, for that. They read the charges, etc. Why did he aim the gun at her and not off to the side is what the question was, but to so many people. And they're saying after it happened, it sounded like a stupid mistake, but unfortunately something like that happens and people die. So I can't even imagine the people that were there witnessing that. You are not expecting that to happen. There has to be more to that story than we know. It is unbelievable. I think it's an unbelievably sad story, but how does that happen? Loaded gun, I guess, and not thinking it was that they had. Well, why would it be loaded? That's what I don't understand. It's terrible, right? Of course. How about this? McDonald's, as we move to something completely different, McDonald's, for odds and ends, soft drinks are going to soon cost a buck. So they're going to offer that for a limited time starting in April. Any size, a buck. And then they say smoothies, shakes, and everything else sells for $2. They say they're trying to raise the bar for their customers and reinvigorate excitement for the beverages. Why? Well, because in their last earnings report, McDonald's had a 1.3% dip at their sales at stores open at least a year. The breakfast option was a popular innovation and is now, though, losing its luster. So you have to constantly reinvent, and I guess the way to reinvent is to say, ugh, if I could go get a giant fountain drink. Remember, it's like those big gulp days when you used to run to, I guess, 7-Eleven and grab a big gulp? Did you ever do that? How much of that stuff did we put in our system? Now it's like water, water, water. Ugh, just give me water. As much as I could be a soda hound like the next person, after hearing from somebody in the industry some of what is in some of these sodas, the just some of what you get if you ingest too much of it, which is what happens. You know, you get addicted. So bumping it to a buck is probably for them a very, very, very smart thing to do. And I have to end on this one. I love little teams that could. So number 22, Butler, beat Villanova. Of course, Villanova winning the championship last year in men's college hoops. 74-66 on Wednesday. That's a big win for them. Villanova's a huge basketball club. So you know they're celebrating for sure. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.